The Guardian.
You're more than your day job. You know that. If you're interested in starting your own side gig, then check out the Side Hustle series from Guardian Labs and theguardian.com/sidehustle. Helpful videos, articles, and a podcast, all brought to you by Squarespace. When you're ready to build your website for your side hustle, head to squarespace.com. Their sites look professionally designed, regardless of skill level, no coding required. You build your website with these intuitive, easy-to-use tools. And you get a free domain name if you sign up for a year. So start your free trial site today. Go to squarespace.com. Squarespace. Build it beautiful.
Hello and welcome to The Dailies, the Guardian Film Team's daily roundup of film news. I'm Henry Barnes. It's Wednesday, 6th of January, and joining me today is Catherine Short. Catherine, Happy New Year.
Oh,
any resolutions for your film watching in 2016?
No. You?
None. I'm going to watch the short films that people send me that I say I will watch and never do because I forget.
Sometimes they're actually really good.
Sometimes they are great.
Do you remember
I feel bad.
one that publicist Jonathan sent us?
Yeah.
That was really good.
It was really good. Yeah. And you can miss some good ones. I'm also going to try and find a film that Leslie Mann's in that I really like.
No, I don't think that's going to happen.
We can all dream, can't we? To the news. Barack Obama's move to tighten gun control has been welcomed by Hollywood stars including Julianne Moore, Elizabeth Banks and Amy Schumer. In a speech yesterday, the US president outlined new rules that will attempt to close the loopholes in background checks, making it harder to buy a gun at an arms show or online without proper registration. Schumer, who has campaigned for tighter legislation since a shooting at one of the screenings of her film Trainwreck left 2 dead and 9 injured, was at the White House when Obama made the announcement. She later tweeted that the Prez was her new boyfriend. Catherine, is this a celebrity-led campaign? How much impact did Schumer have on this?
Well, I mean, if you just sort of Google News Amy Schumer right now, you know, the fact is that her thoughts on gun control are not dominating the headlines. The thing is, Amy Schumer has a boyfriend and he's a total babe because she has got a new boyfriend and she Instagrammed a picture of him.
So this isn't Obama.
It wasn't Obama. That was right. A special joke.
That would be bigger news.
And then, so that there's that one. And then Instagram official Amy Schumer brings her new man to the White House. And then Jennifer Lawrence says she and Amy Schumer have an official first draft of their movie and it's pretty funny. So, you know, actually Amy Schumer sort of... the problem with being a celebrity is that it's hard to cut through all the sort of white noise of celebrity to get to what you're actually saying. So I wouldn't have thought Amy Schumer would have a great impact. I mean, if you're a fan of Amy Schumer, you're probably a pro gun control, aren't you?
Probably,
already.
Yeah.
Why would it matter?
I mean, we do often bang on about celebrities, particularly film stars, not really standing up for anything anymore. And it's quite nice to see them endorsing an issue that, I mean, if you're on that side of it, you can agree with.
I think it's difficult from this distance, i.e. in London, where we don't have guns. I mean, I would have thought it was completely obvious that Amy Schumer would back gun control. And I would have thought that it was completely obvious that her target audience would also be of the same persuasion. But perhaps this is bigger news in the States than one realises.
Well, divide their audience though, particularly in the middle states, right? If you're relying on big box office from those places where guns might be more of a
good God,
a
do you think? I mean, perhaps so. Yeah, I mean, I suppose the equivalent in Britain would be somebody saying, "I don't think we should kill dogs,"
or doing an anti-fox hunting movie.
Yeah, doing it. I suppose it's something like that. Who knows?
We've just made that awfully trite.
Yeah.
Anyway, enough about that. The Star Wars sexism row rumbles on following the news that Hasbro excluded Daisy Ridley's character to Rey from their Star Wars Monopoly set. The author of an official book about the space adventure has come under fire for an illustration of the Millennium Falcon that includes a galley kitchen installed by Han Solo, quote, as a wedding gift for Princess Leia. The kitchen, pictured in Star Wars The Force Awakens incredible cross-sections, includes a microwave, a bin, storage cupboards, a two-ring hob, and an oven. The book's author, Jason Fry, has said the kitchen is included not so Leia can get back into it, but that there's somewhere where the whole gang, Han, Leia, and even Chewie, can have a snack. Catherine, this is truly appalling. There's no fridge.
There is no fridge, no, I know. But there is a little flap-down table and a coffee mug for relaxing, which is what he says, actually, that Princess Leia would mostly do in it, is make herself a coffee, because he sees her as rather an aristo, and that Chewie, poor old Chewie the slave, will be out there slaving away. I mean, he gave an exceedingly long
didn't he?
Explanation, exceedingly full, which I thought actually read quite well and was sort of more interesting than the book itself. I mean, it's just fabulous, isn't it? Because I mean, people take it so seriously. And the idea that there would have been no cooking facilities on the Falcon before this point. And in these cross sections, there's no loos. There's no toilets. So
are there any showers?
Don't know, because Chewy, you know, it can find space.
Clog
Chewy
up the drains, isn't
it? Yeah. Yeah, I thought very, very interesting little story, really. Revealed a lot.
I quite like that. I mean, it's not an excuse. I guess he's reasoned it out, but I quite like the lame excuse that Hasbro gave for not putting Daisy Ridley's character in their Monopoly set as well, that it might be a spoiler by including her figurine. But she's the lead character in the movie.
She's in the trailers, on the poster.
And they made an awful big deal about her being shown as the lead character in the movie.
But that's interesting, isn't it? Because it's just sort of using spoilers as a sort of catch-all. It's like, oh, everyone hates spoilers, right? So let's let's go with that. I mean, it's quite clever. It's just a little dumb.
Me and Ben were talking about this yesterday. It's quite interesting that the merchandisers around Star Wars seem to have taken a bit of time to catch up with the actual creatives that are making the films.
I think that's interesting. I think the thing is that because the fans feel such ownership of Star Wars, they feel very, very possessive and very outraged if anything to do with the whole, you know, the whole universe, which includes things like, you know, sandwiches and oranges and Monopoly and stupid cross-section books is out of place. You know, this is an absolute fan ownership situation.
And next up, Sylvester Stallone has said he's done playing Rambo. The heart's willing, but the body stays home. I was going to do impression, but I can't do one. The 69-year-old star told Variety. Stallone is on the press run for Creed, the Rocky spin-off in which he stars as the trainer to the son of Rocky's great rival, Apollo Creed, who's played by Michael B. Jordan. Catherine, Stallone said to us at Cannes in 2014, when your arse falls off, it's time to retire. What does this infer about the state of his bum?
I don't think he didn't really say it wasn't. He didn't tell us. So he told a press conference, and he didn't say when your ass falls off. He
Spoilers.
Says, you know, when your ass falls off. So can you imagine? I don't know. Well, yeah, I suppose we'll have a look. I haven't seen Creed yet, but I'm looking forward. I will certainly be having a good gander at his bum.
He's had really good reviews for that film, hasn't he? People are saying it's one of his best performances.
But with Rambo. I mean, one would have assumed he wasn't going to do any more Rambo.
He was planning to do Rambo 5.
Was he really?
And then, they were setting it up, and then he's just decided he's too tired out, I think.
Good God. Yeah. Isn't that awful that he was even contemplating it? I mean, it shouldn't be news that he's not going to do Rambo anymore.
I'm surprised to hear you say this, because you had a go at me for saying that Harrison Ford shouldn't come back as Indiana Jones, because he's too old to do that part.
Yes, but Rambo is sort of very much oiled up and sort of looking like he's in a swamp with a little... I mean, I don't know if I've ever seen a Rambo film, but the image I have is someone oiled
looking
in a swamp.
Looking a bit like Robert De Niro in the poster for Dirty Grandpa.
Yeah. You see that they've changed the poster because it was that hilarious petrol pump looking like a penis image. And now it's Robert De Niro sort of lifting up, bench pressing Zac Efron, isn't it? And they've both got their tops off. I don't know which one's worse.
Have you seen The Graduate Pastiche?
No.
There's one of Zac Efron coming into the room, and then it's presumably Robert De Niro's leg in a stocking being pulled up in the
foreground. Oh, that sounds quite good. Oh, that sounds much better.
Makes me want to see the film, which is what they're supposed to do. That's it for today. Coming up on the site later, we have a video of Hateful Eight stars Kurt Russell and Tim Roth telling Ben Lee why he should hashtag stop asking hashtag them about Quentin Tarantino's views on hashtag Black Lives Matter, and real history on almost certainly mispronounced historical romance Baggiero Mastini. Follow us on Twitter, rant at us on Facebook, and subscribe to the Dailies on iTunes. Catherine and Ben will be back tomorrow. In the meantime, in honour of Samuel L. Jackson's revelation that Donald Trump apparently cheats at golf, here's a Happy Gilmore quote that doubles handily as a condensed version of Trump's immigration policy. Why don't you just go home? That's your home. Are you too good for your home?
For more great downloads, go to theguardian.com/audio.